Hello, this is Graham Frey, and I'm talking to you from an upstairs room at Soothill's Bakery at the corner of West Street and Union Street in Fareham. You've been here almost a century, haven't you? Well, not you personally, but the shop has.
The present company was formed in 1962. We formed the company, but the bakery was here long before that.
And you've been a baker man and boy, haven't you?
Yes. I did my apprenticeship straight from school, trained at Southampton Bakery College. We formed a company that we now have in 1962.
So you bought the business from the original Soothill family, is that
originally,
right?
Originally, we formed a company with five partners. Myself and the original owner, who kept a share in the business, retained a part of the business, and we formed a company then.
I know that I've been coming here for the past sort of 30 years or so, buying far too many delicious buns, and your sausage rolls are rather excellent too. In fact, I remember once buying a couple from here and then walking down West Street towards the station, and I looked behind me and there was a whole procession of pigeons going along behind me pecking up the crumbs that fell on the pavement. They liked them too, but you do produce some awfully good stuff. Your lardy cakes particularly are renowned, aren't they?
Very famous for lardy cakes, although I'm told they originated from Yorkshire. Mr. Soothill, the previous owner, was a Yorkshireman.
Ah.
So he brought the lardy cakes down with him.
Never mind the health police, I think.
That's right, yeah.
And the name lardy cake is... if you like, one that puts you off straight away if you're a health nut.
Yeah, but lots of things don't do us any good.
The nicest things in life are bad for us, I've often thought. When you look at this shop, you're at the corner, and it seems, I mean, you can, any time after about midday or even earlier, there's a queue that snakes around the corner. People sort of risking getting tickets from predatory parking wardens and things as they...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but there's always a queue here. You must be doing something right, I think.
Yes, we hope so. We've got many, many loyal customers that have been coming here for so long. And I think it's a tribute to them that we are still the business we are today.
It's an expensive business to be in. I mean, you look from the front and you think just a small corner shop, and yet rather, it's like a TARDIS almost. It opens out to a huge space at the back with ovens and prep areas and that sort of thing.
You can never have too much space, you know. Space is a premium. That's why we are really at full capacity.
I was taken issue with by a chap. I was talking to him this morning. He's from Cornwall, and I said I was coming up to talk to you. And I said they're so famous for their Cornish pasties. He almost had an apoplectic fit. He said, they're not Cornish pasties there.
Well, apparently you're not allowed to call them Cornish pasties now. We call ours Soothill's pasties.
Ah, clever, clever. So what do you put your success down to? Is it just the fact that you've been here since God was a small boy, or what?
The product must be quite good. We always try and use the best ingredients that we can, because I think it's impossible to make good produce without good ingredients. And the staff are very skilled in their particular trades.
Well, you've trained them all, I think, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, yes.
There's a danger, isn't there, in the bakery trade of expanding too much. I mean, I'm thinking of names that have gone by the wayside, like Humby, for example.
I know the business you're talking about, but in fact we went up and had a look round the bakery up there, but it was just a big industrial site, and we've never wanted to take that route.
No, because I mean the next obvious thing is to go from this, where you've got a limited capacity, to somewhere larger. You'd have the customers, surely, wouldn't you?
In my opinion, and I could be wrong, but the larger you get, your quality starts to deteriorate. And we're more interested in quality, and we're quite happy with what we do.
Normally it's when accountants get the whip hand.
Yep,
they want you to cut down on everything, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're resisting that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I know that you've got another outlet up in, is it Loxheath or something?
At Loxheath Centre, yes, we've got a branch shop.
Is that just a replicate of this?
It's a very nice shop up there with a cafeteria as well. A larger shop than we have here in space-wise for customers. And we produce up there as well. We bake bread up there every day. So it's a very successful shop. But that's enough for what we want to do.
Is there a future for a small baker such as yourself?
Yes. But you'd need a fair bit of financial backing to start, to get up and running. I wouldn't like to think what it would cost to start this business in today's market.
Terrifying.
The cost of machinery, the premises, the rent, it's enormous.
Everything conspires against someone who wants to do something, it seems.
Yes, you're quite right, yeah.
So the future is good, if perhaps limited.
I think that phrases it very nicely. Yeah, the future's fine, but as you say, it is limited.
So I think get your buns while you can.
But we've got, my children work, my daughter runs the shop, my son works in the bakery, and his son, my grandson, also works in the bakery, so whether they want to keep it going when I'm in the big bakery in the sky, I don't know.
Well, I would sincerely hope that that won't be too soon, Jeremy Jenkins. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
It's a pleasure.